My name is Martin Smith. I'm a children's neurologist in Oxford, United Kingdom. One of the things our team has been looking forward to for several years is hosting the annual conference of the British Paediatric Neurology Association, the BPNA, in January 2021. Unfortunately, as things have turned out, we will not be able to welcome friends in person to our beautiful university. The conference is going to be fully virtual this year, although we are hoping to host a more familiar gathering in 2024. Professor Bernard Dunn kindly asked me to write an editorial to tie in with Oxford hosting the BPNA conference. At the time of writing in the autumn, one issue that seemed to hover above all other issues this year, even more than the pandemic and the climate change emergency, was the Black Lives Matter movement. The catalyst, of course, was the murder of George Floyd in May 2020. And we are reminded in the UK of a young man called Stephen Lawrence, who lost his own life as an innocent victim of racially motivated street crime. Although events of this nature are tragically not a new or isolated phenomenon, the shockwave seemed to reverberate around the world on this occasion. In Oxford, one particular focus has been the prominence given to the historical figure of Cecil Rhodes, whose legacy includes the famous Oxford University Rhodes Scholarships. His statue, along with those of other prominent figures active in colonialism or the slave trade, were the focus of protests and calls for removal. You may well ask why this article was published in a child neurology journal, and specifically what this has to do with the BPNA. I could point out that there have been and likely persist severe inequalities in healthcare for children with neurodevelopmental disorders, depending on their ethnic background. As one example, this American study published in The Lancet in 2002 reveals the age of death for young people with trisomy 21 between 1983 and 1997. During this period of time, the average age of death for white individuals with trisomy 21 rose from just beneath 30 years of age to nearly 50 years of age. At the same time, the average age of death for individuals with trisomy 21, if you were of Black origin, rose from below 10 years of age to the early to mid 20s during the same period. It's also a matter of fact that the upper echelons of most professions in the UK, whether medicine, politics or law, are underrepresented by individuals from the Afro-Caribbean community. However, this also resonated on a very personal level. And although I do not consider myself consciously racist, I felt I needed to ask whether I could be in any way part of the problem, and in any case, how I could be part of the solution. I was spurred on this journey of reflection by the call of the Reverend Charles Howard, chaplain to the University of Pennsylvania, who said, "I am tired. I live with Black trauma whilst trying to heal it and fight against the forces that cause it. Change in part has come from the Black struggle of the last 400 years in this part of the world, but it has and will also come from white people making this a part of their mission and calling too. Get up and try. Care for us, but also fight for us. Please." I realize my article has the potential to have inadvertently caused offense. And I assure anyone listening that that was not intended. I also realize that my article may appear in some ways naive and conflate a number of issues such as the legacy of colonialism, the slave trade, police and society brutality to people of African origin. It's also very difficult to rectify issues that are symptomatic of inequality or prejudice in wider society within a small professional niche. Although I have included some examples of where the BPNA has taken a lead in education in Africa. Nevertheless, my article is an honest attempt to ask myself and those in my professional circles without any intended or implied criticism, whether we can actively promote equitable access to healthcare and also our professional circles to those from Black communities. I hope our worldwide community of child neurology will be influential in change. Thank you.